countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
If you happen to be staying around Dublin today in the city centre, you're in for a treat, as on this very day, the 13th of April, 277 years ago, Handel's Messiah was first performed in Fishamble Street, and has become tradition, Our Lady's Choral Society will perform the Messiah live for everyone in the area today. Now, yesterday, Louise Denver took a stroll in the city with one of the many people who helped to start the tradition, Father Paul Kenny from Dunleary. He walked to the very spot where it all began back in 1742.
As we walk along here now, we're heading down towards Fishamble Street. We can just about see the large civic offices building.
In 1992, Father Paul Kenny was one of the original organisers of the annual Handel's Messiah performance on Fishamble Street.
And just here at the very end of this street is number 26, Essex Street. But it's literally on the corner of Fishamble Street and Essex Street. Number 26 was the house of Mr. Casey. And for many, many years, before we ever came near Fishamble Street in 1992, on the 13th of April every year, Mr. Casey used to throw open his windows and blast a recording of Messiah into the street to mark the occasion. So we turn the corner, we're here now in Fishamble Street itself, just walking up towards what is now the Contemporary Music Centre. It was Kennan's Ironworks, and I think Kennan's Ironworks actually moved into what was the remnant of Mr. Neil's new music hall, which is where Messiah was performed. And it was here. All this really is just this archway marking what would have been the entranceway into the music hall. It's a pity that's all we've got left, but anyway, it's something.
At 1 p.m. today, over 100 singers from Our Lady's Choral Society will join Father Kenny in song.
OK, so this is my score of Messiah. It's marked up everywhere because you have paper clips when you have to turn pages in a hurry and you're not sure what's coming next. But that never happens. We're always well prepared. Perhaps the best known aria is He Was Despised and Rejected, sung by the contralto. OK, so the basis start, He Trusted in God, and it's sort of like a contemptible chorus, you're standing around looking at the cross and saying, this man trusted in God, let's see what happens if, you know, it doesn't work. So it starts with the basis. He trusted in God that he would deliver him, let him deliver him if he delight in him.
He trusted in God that he would deliver him, let him deliver him if he delight in him.
So it's a sort of a challenge to God almost, and it just develops, and each of the voices then come in turn. Next in are the tenors, then the altos, then the sopranos, and just builds up to this chorus of aggression, I suppose, in many, many ways.
Father Kenny takes the bass line in the choir.
The basses are the foundation of everything. Like, they're the rock bottom that hold the whole thing together, I suppose. So we think of ourselves as the best, even though nobody else acknowledges that. Messiah is unique, I suppose, in that the text is drawn purely from sacred scripture. That and Israel in Egypt are the only two works that are purely scriptural in content. And the first part tells of the prophecies concerning the birth of the Messiah, so it's more Christmas music that we associate, like rejoicing. Part two is more concerned with the Passion, so it's very appropriate for this time of year. And then we get a wonderful section. So I might even say to you, this is probably my favourite pages in Messiah. A set of four little arias for the tenor soloist. Thy rebuke hath broken his heart. Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto his sorrow.
Thy rebuke hath broken his heart.
And they're probably my four favourite pages in Messiah.
He looked for some to have pity on him. There was no man, neither found he any.
Louise Denver there with Father Paul Kenny, and you can catch our Ladies Choral Society performance today at 1 p.m. in Fishamble Street, and there'll be a charity performance from the choir this Sunday to mark the 260th anniversary of Handel's death in Merchants Quay Church at 3 p.m. That's on Sunday, and it's an aid of the Merchants Quay Project and Focus Ireland.